We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim was explaining why it's improper to make an institution prohibiting the poor from collecting. And the Chafetz Chaim gives his eighth reason. He says, "Al kulam avera goreret avera, shalidei ze baim lidui isum al shinut." And one bad thing leads to another, because if they make such an institution, then they come to a point where they start being over on mal shinut. And sometimes, because they have this institution, they even give over the poor to strangers to beat them up and shame them. Who could imagine how great the sin and the stumbling block is in such an institution? When they make an institution, we give to the public fund, and we have the local policeman, the local court takes care of beggars that go from door to door. The Torah warns us, don't let there be something filthy with your heart, something lacking the yoke of heaven. And you look at your brother, the impoverished one, with a bad eye, and you won't give him. If he calls out against you to God, then that's a sin against the person. And over there, that's talking about a situation where a person doesn't want to give him a loan. It's not even talking about charity. How much more so would it be if one would cause the poor to be beaten and shamed? And our Torah describes the four lands where people were blessed and they had this institution. This is how they treated the poor. Sodom, Amora, Adma, and Tzvoyim. The four territories that God overturned were territories that were lush. They lived on the Jordanian River, and they had plenty of food, and they made institutions to ensure that the poor wouldn't come and beg them for food. Look what happened to them. God should save us from their punishment. And many times among the poor there are widows and orphans. One has to be even more careful lest they cry out against him. Kamforash b'Torah, as the Torah explicitly says, if they call out, Hashem listens. V'zeh leshon haRambam b'Hilchot Deot. This is what Maimonides writes. Chayav adam nizeh b'almanot v'yitomim. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time with the Rambam about how careful one has to be with the widows and the orphans.